Alex, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Thanks very much for joining us here on the Daily Program. Now, looking at some of the issues that have arisen around reporting on modern-day conflicts, what exactly, in your view, are some of these issues?
Well, one of the big problems is that, you know, in days gone by, we had news agencies that were willing to send senior journalists abroad into, you know, bureaus where they would be responsible for reporting on, you know, those big conflicts that were occurring. But because of, you know, the need to cut costs across many news organisations, a lot of those bureaus have closed, and it's no longer the job so much of the more senior journalists to cover conflicts, but the more junior ones. And that means we're seeing a lot more younger people, a lot of students just straight out of university, sort of packing up their iPhones and getting on a plane and putting themselves at risk in some of those countries where, you know, you wouldn't necessarily want to have a young person without, you know, a lot more training than they have just from a university course.
Is it the risks of the individual involvement, or is it the risks that are associated with bad reporting that we're talking about here?
There's both things. First of all, you know, to cover a conflict zone, you need a range of, you know, really special skills, and it's, you know, survival training is the first and foremost thing that you do need. But you really need to understand a country to be able to report on it. And I think that, you know, we've got so much backpack journalism going on. People think that they can just get on a plane and land in a country and, you know, maybe Google the Lonely Planet and get some information. But that's not enough, and it's not enough to cover a country and to do the stories justice. But it also can place the young people in danger.
Actually, I quite like that term that you just mentioned there, Alex, backpack journalism, because I think it kind of feeds into that, the focus we see in a great deal of reporting on the individual's experience and the kind of the me sort of generation of reporting. Do you feel like that has become something of an issue where stories become less about the causes and the happenstances of conflicts and rather more about one individual, an individual journalist's experiences of that conflict?
I think young people are starting to do that kind of journalism because it seems to be the kind of journalism that attracts editors, and because they think readers will be attracted by that rather than it being the kind of journalism that they necessarily want to do. I find that the young people that want to go into the conflict zones are those who would have been, you know, in 30 years ago, would have been on track to have done a formal cadetship with one of the big news organisations and would have been trained and mentored into the role and eventually, you know, ended up as a foreign correspondent. These days, they sort of are using foreign correspondent jobs as a way of getting into those big news organisations instead. So, for example, they will arrive in, well, Libya was a good example of, you know, young people sort of were getting on planes, arriving there, and then trying to sell stories from that zone and hoping that they would build up enough of a resume from that when they came back to Australia or into London or into the US, that a major news organisation would pick them up. And we're finding a lot of people right now are on the Turkey border, similarly doing stories on refugees and potentially putting themselves in danger. They don't have the news organisations behind them to back them up. They don't necessarily have the training that, you know, tells them when things are getting dangerous or, you know, the most important thing in survival training is knowing how to get out of somewhere and, you know, having that safe exit route. And increasingly we're finding young people are going, well, if I go there and I, you know, can sell a story to a major news organisation, then I will be able to get a job back, you know, in one of the big cities. But, you know, unfortunately, it's putting young people at risk.
Well, if these are the kind of jobs that are available, that are being made available to young people as soon as they graduate, without much experience, as you mentioned there, as soon as they graduate, they're finding these roles available to them and sort of being... being thrust into them by the demands of the job market. Does there need to be some sort of focus on the educational institutions? Do they need to be stressing some different lessons in journalism courses? Do they need even perhaps risk assessment skill lessons in some of these institutions?
Well, it's certainly something that we try to do here at RMIT in Melbourne. It's something that many of the universities around the country are concerned about, and do spend time talking to students about. But you can't spend a great deal of time in a university course on just this very specialised group of young people. But if they want a job, they're going to put themselves out there. And what I'm trying to say is that you need to prepare them to, it doesn't necessarily have to be within the course itself, but they need to actually stop and think and perhaps go off and do proper hostile environment training or think about learning about the language or the culture of the place before they get on a plane.
Absolutely. Alex, well, thank you very much. Do appreciate you joining us, having a bit of a chat with us about this one today.
You're most welcome.